Contra Dances from Beethoven, from the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra and Maestro Andrew Sewell, recorded at Madison's Capitol Theater on January 11, 2013. The ensemble will be presenting two free children's concerts focusing on the music of Beethoven this Saturday morning at the Warner Park Community Recreation Center in Madison. You'll find more information under the education link at wisconsinchamberorchestra.org. Willa Cather wrote about spring in very physical terms, quote, the throb of it, the light restlessness, the vital essence of it everywhere. If I had been tossed down blindfolded on that red prairie, I should have known that it was spring, unquote. This hour is full of dances in the concert hall to match the rising energy out of doors. The Red Cedar Symphony, under the direction of guest conductor Ivar Lundy Jr., is bringing dances from Russian, Romanian, British, Mexican, and Italian composers to Cumberland this Saturday evening and Rice Lake next Sunday afternoon. They'll include some of the ancient airs and dances arranged by Ottorino Respighi, and we bring back the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra for the Third Suite, written in 1932.
Thank you.
Andrew Sewell conducting the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra in the third suite of the Speakeasy's Ancient Airs and Dances from their January 11, 2011 Capitol Theater concert. For the locations of the Red Cedar Symphony's two concerts this weekend, go to redcedarsymphony.org. In just a moment, a ballet that, for many, is the essence of the fresh hope that only comes at this time of year. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. Next Sunday, Milwaukee's Festival City Symphony devotes an afternoon to American artists, including the vibrant violinist-composer Jesse Montgomery and two works by Aaron Copland. When Martha Graham issued her 1942 commission, she asked Copland to write a ballet with an American theme. The story tells of a spring celebration, a wedding at a newly built Pennsylvania farmhouse in the 19th century. While he was writing the music, he simply called it Ballet for Martha. It was she who suggested a title. Although the Appalachian Spring in Hart Crane's poem is a source of water, not the season of renewal and rebirth. What eventually emerges through the ballet is not just the inner lives of the principal characters, but a parable of discovery that could cover every corner of America. 3 years after the premiere, Copland was asked to create a suite for full orchestra, which we hear now from the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
John Demain conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra in Copland's Orchestral Suite from the ballet Appalachian Spring, from the season-opening Overture Hall concert in September of 2013. All of this hour's music was recorded and prepared for broadcast by Marv Nunn. For information on Festival City Symphony's concert next Sunday at Milwaukee's Pabst Theater, go to festivalcitysymphony.org. I'll give Mark Twain the last comment. It's spring fever, and when you've got it, you want... Oh, you don't quite know what it is you want, but it just fairly makes your heart ache you want it so. Perhaps you'll find what you want through a Wisconsin classical performance. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.